Melinda Barr, who is with Common Ground, as we're gearing up for that. Melinda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's new with Common Ground?
Well, what's new today is the stage is going up. The streets have been closed, as you heard, and the stage is going up today and moved in yesterday and are starting to assemble the auto value parts store stage. Got all that in. And the grounds are starting to take shape. Tents are going up and all of that. All of the artists are confirmed. Everybody's in. We've got the free app. If you don't know about that yet, you guys know about that, right?
No.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah, I'm an app guy, too.
Yep. It's a free app. You can get it for iPhone or a BlackBerry phone or for a Droid phone. Go to the marketplace or to your app store. Search Common Ground. Download. It has video clips and bios and songs and all kinds of stuff for all of the artists, and it's updated regularly because it feeds into all of their individual websites. So it's really very, very cool.
All right, Monday we've got Trey Songz, Tuesday Rick Springfield and Burton Cummings, Wednesday the Charlie Daniels Band, Thursday Leonard Skinner, Friday Theory of a Dead Man, Saturday LL Cool J, and on Sunday Melissa Etheridge as well as Larry McRae. How are ticket sales going?
Good, really good. The Common Card is... we still have a few of those left. You know, we have a limited amount of those. Those are for the 7-day pass. They're $89, gives you 7 days of concerts. And now that we're getting closer and closer to the week of, the single day tickets will start to pick up. And of course, you know, that's the only part about single day tickets is that you don't really have much of a prediction. You
sure
don't know how many ticket sales you have, like with the Common Card in advance. So. Mm-hmm. We've done 2 or 3 years now with a lot of single day ticket sales. It seems to be really popular. The pricing is so that if you're going to go for one night, single day tickets is good. If you're going to go for two, possibly three, that's a really good value to get the $89 Common Card.
Yeah, Common Card, $89 as you mentioned, $35 for single night pricing. And I know the pricing slightly increased, but everything seems to be going up in price.
A little bit, yep. It just went up a little bit. And, you know, everything that we do at the festival to get the festival ready is showing a little bit of an increase, so it has to come from somewhere. This festival has to break even or make a little bit of money. We give a lot of money to community share groups, and we do that whether we make a profit or not. So it's important to keep that level.
All right, Melinda, let's talk about parking. You had told me about an area which last year was over by where the new city market is. And I'm telling you, the parking was awesome because I was able to get in and out. And that's where I went in to get into the concert. And there weren't the long lines that we saw over
That's right.
by Lansing Community College. What's the deal with parking this year?
Parking, all the city lots, all the City of Lansing lots are free parking. Now, LCC is not a City of Lansing lot, but all the City of Lansing lots are free parking for Common Ground. But the really cool thing, now that the city market is open, is you know where the city market used to be, that great big open dead space right
yep,
now?
Yep.
That is preferred parking, and you can contact the Common Ground office, or you can come on site to the ticket box offices, and you can buy those parking spots right there. I don't know the price off the top of my head. I'm sure it's probably, if the parking lots are 5 and 10, this is probably 15. It's not bad.
Well, I think I see 10 here. So.
Oh, 10? Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to head out of here and get the news break. We'll be talking with you next week, getting updates. Thanks, Melinda.
You bet.